I'm glad you're listening to the Because Family Adventure podcast. I just want to remind you to check out becausefamily.org. This podcast exists because we are trying to inspire parents to be the first influence in the lives of their kids. That's why we travel the country. That's why we go on our adventures. That's why we're raising financial support. That's why we do videos on YouTube, username Because Family, all one word. That's why we do what we do. So visit becausefamily.org, learn about our ministry and how you can partner with us as we change the world one family at a time. This is the Because Family Adventure Podcast. And here we are again, the Because Family Adventure Podcast, coming at you live to iPad recording. And we are, I'm Michael, and this is my wife,
Melinda.
And visit us at becausefamily.org, email us, four.families, F-O-U-R, .families@gmail.com. I gotta do a becausefamily@gmail.com.
Yes, you do.
That might exist. I gotta check. I may have it already. It just occurred to me, I think I made that and never use it.
You should.
Because Four Point Families
is like our original name and our LLC or whatever.
Well, our nonprofit's called Four Point Family DBA Because Family.
Yeah.
Because Four Point Families was a terrible name.
It was not a terrible name. It was an amazing concept. Terrible at...
Terrible branding.
Terrible branding. There you go.
Yes. Okay, so where we left off, we were in Dallas, Texas, and we were we experienced the zoo, and not just the zoo with the animals, but also the zoo in our life with our daughter and her emotions. And we talked about that and taking time to pause. And please email us again at fourpointfamilies@gmail.com. Email us about, you know, how you handle that with your family, and we will be having an email reading and discussing podcast episode once a bunch of those come in. So, so yeah, after the zoo, what happens?
We were blessed.
With the Chubbies.
Yeah, we were blessed with gift card or gift certificates, like actual paper things.
Yeah,
so
not
that's kind of fun. To Chubbies, which is basically like a Denny's.
Yeah, it's like a Dallas area Denny's. Yeah. But they had really good pie.
They did have good pie. Yeah, it was like cheap enough to where like we ordered whatever we wanted at dinner, and then it was like we still had like $20 left of certificates. So we actually ended up buying
a bunch of pie.
And
I gave one to the pastor before we left.
Yeah, I hope he liked it.
I hope he liked apple pie.
But it was really one thing that was really funny about that night was like we were an oddity because I mean a lot of the people that were there were, like, older couples or even just, like, single older people, like, just getting their home-cooked meal without having to cook it. And they... Oh, we got so many comments about how many kids we had. Wow, we had our hands full. And one, two, three, four? Four kids?
And you know like, how that happens, don't
you? Yeah, four kids. So, I don't know, that area or just that restaurant is not usually kid. I don't know. There just might not be very many kids coming in there. But we were very blessed to not have to cook after
being at the zoo all day. I got a chicken fried steak, man.
So I got some kind of chicken thing. It's pretty good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. As far as chicken fried steak goes, it was good.
The kids, I don't know. They got burgers or something.
Yeah. And then that evening, we went home and went to bed. You know, it was kind of late night for us. And then the next day, the goal was to visit a few churches and just introduce ourselves and then head to San Antonio.
Yep. And I had scouted out some churches, some Assemblies of God churches, before doing this. On our way down, actually, I had picked out some. And I realized that some of them were a little farther away than I thought from where we were, so that wasn't going to be able to happen. But there were a couple that were pretty close that we could get to. And this is early, very early in the trip, where we knew we needed to look at parking lots and stuff, but it just didn't quite fully, we didn't quite have it all figured out. And I didn't have as much practice. So we get to, we drive by the first one.
Well, and we were a little bit, like, overexcited that we weren't towing the van this time. And so yes, we need to look at parking lots, but it's nothing like it was when we were towing the van and we couldn't hardly go anywhere. But there was, so we were a little overzealous about that, I think.
Yeah. So we get to the first one, and not only is the parking lot tiny, but it's gated.
Yeah, it was totally gated.
So we were like, doesn't look like anybody's there. There's like nobody, no cars, nothing. So we're like, well, never mind. So we keep going, and just a handful of miles down the road is the second one that we get to. And, I mean, we kind of knew it was Casa View, that it could potentially be a diverse area, which we're totally fine with.
Yeah.
But when we pulled up and Michael walked in,
first of all, we drove around the building, all the way around the building, to try to find a place to even go in.
Yeah.
I saw a couple cars parked in front of this one door, so I was like, I'll try this door. Well, I walk up, and there are signs all over the door. It's like, if you need gas money, call this number. If you need groceries, call this number. You know, basically, don't knock on the door and ask for things. This is where you go for these things. And which, we had that kind of situation when I worked at a church in Branson, so I wasn't super taken aback by that. But what was weird was the camera right above the door, looking right in my face, and the little button to push to say, you know, who I am and to let me in. So I'm pushing the button, and nothing's happening. I'm pushing the buttons, and nothing's happening. I hear keys rattling on the other side of the door, and I'm like, oh, somebody's about to come in, or come out and let me in. And that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So I stop pushing the button. I just knock. Well, the door opens. There's a little Hispanic lady, bless her heart, just looking at me, eyes just wide open like saucers. Like, what in the Lord's green earth are you doing here, gringo, you know? And so I just introduce myself. Hi, my name is Michael. I'm a missionary. I'm here to just meet somebody involved with the church here and just let them know about our mission to families in the U.S., you know, And she was very nice, very sweet, and took my information, said she'd get it to her pastor, but I walked out of there and sat down in the RV again, was like, well, that was like nothing I've experienced visiting a church. That ain't a Southern Missouri way, you know, a Southern Missouri experience for sure. And it was cool, though, because it was so different, and I explained to the kids a little bit about why it was different and what it was like, and I get it. It was just that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the windows were... Well, there weren't any windows. They were metal. Yeah. They had taken out the glass, and it was like metal. And, that it wasn't fenced in there, but...
Oh, and when we were driving through that neighborhood, there was like bus stops and stuff, and there's like kids waving at us, and they're like, hey, look! Like, they were making at the RV. Big deal. Everybody funny. That drove by or walked by were like making a big deal
We were causing a scene.
Yeah, it was really... It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. So we, that church just, I mean, who knows, it could end up being something, but I doubt it, honestly. But we connected, and, you know, I met somebody. I had a conversation with somebody, and we tried, and then at that point we were like, let's leave Dallas. Let's
just move on.
So we worked towards getting out of Dallas, and had some Google Maps problems, and I remember... Well, from editing the video, I remember we had some Google Maps problems. I'm supposed to turn one way and go the other, and I was having trouble focusing, and that got annoying. And that was something that, with the RV, is also a little annoying. The the directions don't take into account your size, and so sometimes it wants you to take a big, sharp turn that you're basically turned back on yourself. That's really hard in a 32-foot motorhome. Sometimes they want you to pull into a parking lot that makes you bottom out like crazy, especially when you've got a bike rack in the back. My poor daughter's bike handles are so jacked up from they kind of rattle down through the cage part of the bike rack, and they've got dragged on the concrete a couple times. And So, you know.
It just adds character,
just,
right?
Yeah. It's just a lot of the extra drama trying to drive that big thing, and the Google Map not, Google, the Google Maps not really helping us mm-hmm. out that much. But we continued going, and we ended up stopping in Waxahachie, Texas, because I'm doing Bible school through through Southwestern Assemblies of God University. I'm working on a degree and finishing a degree and then getting a master's degree in counseling. And so right now I'm just taking a comp class and a PE class, but I needed a book for my comp class. And so I was like, hey, we're right here in Waxahachie. I'm doing it all online and I could order the book, but I'm like, I'm right here in Waxahachie. Let's just go over there and I'll go on the campus and buy my book. And so we did that. And two of this, my former students from when I was a youth pastor go to school there. So I texted them, and they came out, and I was able to go hang out. I saw their dorm room, and they talked to me a little bit about school, how it's going, and we joked about one of the classes we have to take because y'all have to take because you're there. And it was cool, really cool to see them. And I went and got my book and a coffee mug. And Melinda, I guess, just what'd you do that whole time? Just make sandwiches with the kids? Is it, and then you make sandwiches or wraps?
Yeah, wraps.
Or something?
Yeah, I made some wraps, and I think I might have looked up some stuff because there was some Wi-Fi there.
Oh yeah, perfect.
So I used the computer.
But
because we're like,
that's the thing.
Anytime
chasing
we can find
Wi-Fi, man, chasing Wi-Fi like it's candy or something. But so yeah, we went through Waxahachie. And, man, those travel days, though, there's not a lot that happens. It's hard to talk about the travel
days.
Went
through Waxahachie.
Then we
stopped at Whataburger. Waco?
We stopped in Waco to dump the tanks at that RV park.
Oh, right. We did.
And, let the kids get out and run around a little bit. Yeah. And, dumped the, grossy tanks. And then, just kept going.
Yeah.
And then we stopped at
a Whataburger not too far from San Antonio, but it was getting late and we were hungry and everybody was just getting, oh, because we got stuck in traffic in Austin.
Yeah, in Austin.
And so everybody was hungry. We got a package of salami out of the fridge and just all passed around slices of salami because we were just like so hangry, and that kind of just helped us get through a little bit, but we stopped at Whataburger and, because Michael, like, if we are in Texas, he has to at least do it once. But it's a thing, apparently.
Yep.
I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan. But it is what it is. It's memories for him, I guess.
It's the memories for sure.
But we had a little bit of a challenge in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Because we had to park a little bit in a, like, shopping center, like, side
across
parking
the way
lot.
A little bit, yeah.
And when we came back out, it was, you know, it was
they
probably 6:30
people had parked and boxed us in.
And almost...
Yeah.
Almost drove right in behind us to really box us in. Somebody parked in the space right in front of us and almost pulled into the one behind us. And we were like... Because we were parked sideways... Because sometimes that's what you do with the big RV.
Yeah, you take up like 5-6 spaces.
But we ended up getting out, and it was fine. And then we made it to Westover Hills Assembly of God, and Troy helped us get hooked up. They still had service, or was wrapping up, so their parking lot was really full.
Yeah.
And but he got us all set up back behind the... like little preschool or whatever that they had. And we had a fence with a nice playground, like, just staring at us. But we could only use it after school hours.
So we went out there once school was out. And even though I hate playgrounds...
You're getting better, though.
I am. I took the kids out and we played on the playground and I, you know, I just did it and I shared with it. If you watch our YouTube videos, you saw our Inspiration from the Road little video about just doing things you don't love so much just because your kids love it. You just do it anyway. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we did with the playground is I just went out there and played anyway.
mm-hmm.
And man, they just have so much fun. you know, to me, they're all playgrounds are pretty much the same. But the kids have decided.
The kids have decided
what they love the most is like bumpy slides.
Yeah.
So they got to this one we're at here in San Diego, and they're like, "Oh, bumpy slide, yeah!" And it's like that's one of the things they love. And but we're becoming playground like connoisseurs. Yeah. Like, critics. Like,
this one doesn't look quite as good, but
I give this one 3 stars. Okay. Yeah.
This one doesn't have swings.
I like when they don't have swings.
Really?
I do.
I like swings because it keeps them all contained in one spot.
See, I don't like swings because I don't like pushing.
Yeah, there's Olivia and Jason can do it themselves.
But they still won't push.
That's true. I like it when Jason
pumps.
I like it when Jason pumps or pushes.
Because we've established this in the previous episodes. I'm lazy. So if you're gonna play, just play. Like, if I want to play with you, we're gonna play together. We'll all play with you. But sometimes, like, I need you to just play, just go play and just play. And when Alton is with us, that can't happen. He's KO'd of everything. He's so scared.
I KO'd.
I'm like, what are you scared of? Nothing. You know. Well then, yeah, right. So, but yeah. So it's. We do playgrounds just because they love the playgrounds. So
they do. And some of them are really fun. And if you get a better attitude, you can really enjoy them.
That's
like,
true.
You went out with them the first full day we were there. We did, like, school and playground and stuff. And you went out with them while I did some stuff. I think I edited that day.
Yeah, the book.
But then the next day when I went out with them, I got out there and I was like, I want to do a cartwheel. So I did. And then I was having a cartwheel contest with Jason. And I just made it fun because sometimes that's just what you have to do when you don't want to do something. You have to try to figure out how to make it fun. And then it was. It was fun. And I sat down on the little step so that Alton could drive me everywhere in the little wheel. Because he loves driving.
Every playground has a steering wheel somewhere.
And he loves it.
Yeah, that's his favorite thing.
So, that's what we did, pretty much. And
San Antonio, we spent a lot of time in San Antonio. And we'll get into more of that. That's when some more drama starts, too. With power problems. Bum, bum, bum. But we'll get into that stuff next time at the Because Family Adventure Podcast. Thank you for listening again, and please do us a favor and subscribe on iTunes to this podcast, and go watch our YouTube videos, Because Family, all one word, is our, username, whatever. So check that out, and email us again if you have any questions or any thoughts about our trip or any things you've done like this that you want to share with us. Email us at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. We really appreciate you listening, and don't forget to visit us at becausefamily.org, and you can donate to our ministry one gift, or you can sign up to give to us monthly at giving.ag.org as we go around the country helping families take seriously the influence they have over their children. So God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.